This segment, folks, is brought to us by Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, Heavenly Bread Pudding, which is available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers, and the Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, you know, now is the time of year when everybody's making deer hunting plans. What we're going to do right now is visit with Mr. John Eason way out there in West Texas, not too far from Iran, which is actually about an hour and a half from San Angelo. John has got a lot of land out there. There's mule deer, a healthy population of mule deer, lots of good whitetail out there. And we're going to visit with John, talk a little deer hunting. John, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about the hunting out there. I can say this and tell all our friends listening, if you're looking for an awesome deer hunt, folks, and you want to get out in that part of the world, and especially mule deer, it is hard right now to find a spot to hunt mule deer, especially a spot that you don't have to take out a second mortgage on your home. And John, I think you'll agree with me on that. y'all have some good mule deer hunting out there.
We have pretty decent mule deer hunting. We've killed, or as I like to say, harvested some yeah. very nice ones over the years.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And we completely, it's, you know, we're a low fence operation. We have a good population of mule deer along with the whitetails and a few javelinas scattered here and there. And
yeah. Well, that is good hunting country out there. From San Angelo, just so folks can place where you're at, about how far mile-wise in what direction from San Angelo?
We're about 120 miles southwest, mm-hmm. south-southwest of San Angelo.
Yep.
Our ranch lies just north of Interstate 10, about 3 miles north of Interstate 10, and oh, I'd say probably in 3 miles, 4 miles west of the Pecos River.
Yes, sir. Lots of land out there, too. You know, I remember talking, the land out there goes in sections, but y'all have a lot of land to hunt, don't you?
Well, we've got 6,000 acres, and that's a pretty good chunk.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of people got a lot bigger, but, you know.
6,000 acres, I think most people listening will concur that that's a lot of land. Now, you know, John, tell them about, you know, if you're looking for a five-star lodge, pheasant under glass and all that, this is not what you're looking for. But if you're looking for a good place to hunt, a reasonable price, you know, I mean, well, you guys have got I don't know how many people can get away for 7 days. But I know you've got a mule deer, whitetail, lodging and meals and everything for, I think, $5,000. I mean, good gosh.
Yes, sir. That's something that's, you know, kind of different. That's for one of each, a whitetail buck, mule deer buck, and normally we'll throw in a doe.
Yep.
Also in there just for more meat to put in the freezer.
Yes, sir. Yep, you bet. Well, that alone, I mean, that's the price of a whitetail hunt a lot of places. We all know that. But that's what, John, that's what I'm all about in our radio shows and in my writing too. It's one thing for a writer to go somewhere or whatever and do the articles. I do that and talk about what I did, where I was at. But I'm all about hooking people up with things that I know about. And this is something I do know for an absolute fact, that it is not easy to find a place where you can hunt mule deer anymore. Used to be, I mean, you can do it, but it can be cost prohibitive for many of us. But the fact that you got mule deer and whitetail, that's a big bonus. Kind of describe what the hunts would be like from lodging on up so people can get a good idea, John.
Okay, well, like I say, we're a 6,000 acre ranch. We're on the MLD program, which some of you might not know is a managed land deer permit program. We try to manage our deer pretty hard, really. Mm-hmm. 5.5 year old and up on the whitetail deer. Mule deer is a little harder to age on the hoof than a whitetail is, and we try to take a good mature solid 8 point on up. You know, that's just the way we do and have always done it. It's been working pretty good for us over the years. We've we first purchased this ranch, oh, 15 years ago or more, you were hard-pressed to find a decent buck of any kind.
Yep.
They had hunted it just to death and shooting all bucks and no does. And we didn't even shoot a buck for 3 years after we bought the ranch to tell you how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're shooting some 150-class whitetails, mule deer up in that range and more. And we, you know, I'm still learning on scoring these boogers because they're a little bit different scoring procedure on mule deer than a whitetail.
Yes, sir. They are for a fact. Well, so the hunting, I know we've talked a whole lot. And folks, I'm actually planning on, haven't set an exact date, but go out there, and I've got some stories that desert mule deer is what, you know, that I need to do. And plus, I'm just looking forward to getting to spend some time with John out there hunting, but I do plan to be out there in the next couple of months. The stand hunting, some of it is hunting from stands, right?
Well, we've got 17 stands, and we use 1-ton feeders. These deer are fed well. We run 40, 45 tons of protein feed a year, plus about that much corn a year.
Mm-hmm.
And box stands.
Yep.
Some of them you can sit 2-3 people in easy. Some of them, you know, it's comfortable with one, but you can put 2 people in there as long as they're not real big people.
Yep, I'm with you. Yep.
Our bunkhouse, we call it our bunkhouse. It's a mobile home. We're in the process right now trying to get finished with a remodel on it. Like I say, it's not 5-star accommodations, but good country cooking. My wife's a pretty dadblame good cook, if I do say so myself.
I bet you. Well, I've as an old hook and bullet rider, I've hunted some places that, the 5-star deal. But I'll be real honest with you and all of our friends listening. I like a place like that where, I mean, it's a well managed place, but it's not. It's not your upscale lodge. You can feel more. I just feel more comfortable like that. I really do. But
we try to be that way. You know, just country folk. That's all we are. That's the way I was raised. I'm originally from Florida.
Yep.
I've lived out here for the last 11 years.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Right now I'm over at the ranch in New Mexico doing antelope hunts, but mm-hmm. we do that also.
Yeah, I know. And how long does the antelope season in New Mexico go on this year? Do you know offhand? How long?
It's crazy. They changed the rules on this thing. They hunted in August, which was 100 degrees and too hot.
Oh, I petitioned
and got my season changed back to October when it's during the rut. It's a lot cooler this morning, 35 degrees here right now.
Yeah.
And it's a 3-day hunt for New Mexico. Rules, and knock on wood, I've had 100% success rate. I can't complain. We've been very blessed, and we have taken 8 or 10 or 12 Boone and Crockett antelope off of this ranch in here.
That's awesome, John. Is it, in other words, the season itself or the period that you can hunt is how long? I know you're doing 3-day hunts, I guess. Or that,
right. Yeah. It starts in August, and with the program I've got put on now this year, I can go all the way to the 31st of December, which is crazy, but
yeah,
that's the way they've got it this year.
Well,
in the middle of August 15th or something like that, all the way to the 31st of December.
There's a thought too, John, while we're talking, I know you're hunting the pronghorn right now, but would it be possible to hunt them, say someone wanted to hunt them in December? I mean, are you going to be back mostly on your Texas ranch around Iran there doing the mule deer?
I will probably be back in Texas doing the deer hunts. I've talked with my wildlife biologist there in Texas, and he's also head of the antelope reintroduction program in Texas.
Okay.
Down out of Alpine. And John was telling me the other day that they start shedding their horns here in November. And they don't really harden completely back up until as late as July before the horns get hard on antelope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most people don't know that antelope shed their horns, which they shed the cap off of it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then it hardens back up.
The sheath, that outer part, comes off.
Right, correct. Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, let's do this, John. Folks, we're visiting with John Eaton, and we're talking about an opportunity for anybody that wants to go out an hour and a half from San Angelo and hunt with him. And this is good through, I mean, on into through December, but mule deer hunts, that's what really intrigues me. You know, whitetails, I mean, there you got that too, but I mean, this is one of those places that it's kind of hard to find, John. It really is what you're doing out there. How do they contact you? Somebody wanted to do one of those combo hunts, or I know when they call you, if they say, I just going to have 3 days off and I want to hunt a mule deer or whatever. I mean, I know that you can be somewhat flexible with the hunts. How do they reach you?
They can send me an email at J.W. Eason, that's EASON, the number 3, at hotmail.com. My cell phone number is area code 863-781-1254.
Okay.
And they can contact me there.
Okay.
E1.
And, folks, you know, you can always, if you riding down the road or whatever and you can't remember any, you know, you can't write these numbers down, remember, you can always contact me, and a lot of people do, through catfishradio.org. There's an email, Luke, on there right there. So, but John's number again is 863-781-1254. Right,
correct.
John? Okay.
We're roughly 3.5 to 4 hours west of San Antonio, right off of Interstate 10. We're 100 miles, give or take a little bit, south of Midland, Odessa area.
Yep.
Kind of in the middle of nowhere, Texas.
Where the deer and the deer and the whitetails and the mule deer play. John, thank you for being with us, buddy, and I'll get you back. I want to get some updates as we go along.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. It's been good talking with you, and hope to see you soon.
Folks, that was what I like to call another Real World Outdoor segment, Nuts and Bolts Hunting and Fishing Talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. MillCreekRanchResort.com. And do not forget, my friends, with Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac there in Terrell, Texas.